It is Thursday morning, and it is March Madness, and I've got the madness in here with me. It's called Ghetto. He's come along with Bauman today. You and I have a sheet of paper that's got all of these games on it, okay? I'll get it on my phone. Well, you know, we've done that one time waiting on scrolling, you know. All right, but I got to ask
you. My phone is a premier model from the year 2019.
Yeah. All right. So I got to ask you guys. First of all, before we get into any of these games, we're going to go over the games that's happening today, okay, on this Thursday in an NCAA basketball tournament. But I'm going to give each one of you a chance right now to tell me who your final four is in your bracket and your eventual national champion.
We jump into the end before we get to the beginning.
Yeah, I got to know, okay?
Are you giving the broadcasters jinx with this?
Absolutely. So
give how many brackets have you filled out? Because I could just pick one of many brackets
to go
with.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whatever you pick out on this program is what you're sticking with. We're not changing brackets next week. That's why I'm writing this down. Bauman, you're the host of Thursday segments. Do you want to go first, or do you want the consumption machine over to go first?
Let him go first.
Art Giddens, give me your final four.
He's probably going to take about 15 minutes to scroll.
I'm trying to decide which of my brackets.
He's scrolling to find which bracket he's going to do.
I can fix your problem. Just do one bracket like me.
Just get a piece of
paper. You told me
that
the thing to do is three brackets. You said there's the hurry bracket, the heart bracket, and the head bracket.
Do three brackets. Do one yesterday. Do one right before they tip off, and then do one after it's over with.
Yeah, I'll tell you my final four bracket come the beginning of April.
All right, and we'll buy your dinner in 2067.
You still owe me some Ernie's.
I think I bought you lunch one day, or breakfast.
You gave me breakfast.
But I still do owe you earnings. All right, let's talk. Your final four. Let's go.
All right.
Give me your final four.
I got so many brackets.
I'm trying to decide which
bracket I want to go with. I think I'm going to go with this bracket. All right, so my final four in this bracket is going to be Auburn.
All right, hang on. I'm writing these down. Auburn. Okay.
Florida.
Okay.
Tennessee.
He's going all
in. Tennessee in the Final Four? That ain't never happened before. Rick Barnes?
It never happened for Alabama until last year.
Don't say Alabama.
No, and then in the East, I got my upset, my dark horse, BYU.
All right, Bauman?
We'll go Auburn.
Wait a minute. Who's your national champion?
My national champion is Florida.
Okay. All right, Bauman, you're up.
Auburn, Florida.
All right, hang on. I got to write these down. All right, Auburn, Florida, okay.
Houston, and Alabama.
And need I ask who your national champion is?
I think it's pretty on the nose there. We're going to go with the Crimson Tide.
All right.
You're talking about how Tennessee never made the Final Four, and I picked them, but you picked Alabama to win it. I think your prediction is more bold than mine.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I haven't even looked at a bracket yet. Okay, I really well,
who's
haven't.
Your final four?
Well, I was going to let you all pick. I wasn't even going to pick one. Seriously, I really hadn't had a chance. But I'll go out on a limb right now.
This is his hurry bracket.
I'll do my hurry bracket, okay? My final four is going to be Auburn, and I'll write this down in a minute. Auburn, St. John's, Duke, and my surprise is going to be the Clemson Tigers.
Oh.
So, Auburn.
And who's your national champion out of that four?
I don't think you have to really ask that.
Clemson.
Auburn. Now, Auburn's just Clemson without the lake. All right, so I got Auburn, St. John's. I have Duke, even though I don't like Duke. I think they've made it so easy on that bracket. It's either going to be Duke or Alabama one. And then I've got
BYU.
Clemson. And I am going with Auburn to win it all. I'm just like Jay Wright.
Or Andy Katz.
Yeah. Did Andy Katz say that too?
Yeah, my friend was not a big fan of that because Andy Katz is always the jinx when it comes to brackets.
Okay. All right. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to step aside and listen to some more hit-kicking country. We're going to come back and we're going to go over in a hurry 16 games today and 16 games tomorrow, and I promise you, if either one of these two guys takes one team, you need to take the third, and that's how you need to fill out your bracket.
That's right.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment. And I got the two gurus in here with me. But I tell you, Bauman's the basketball man. He is. I mean, Giddens is the soccer guy. I'm the NASCAR guy, I guess. And
Bauman's, I like to think of myself as a jack of all sports trades, except for hockey.
I don't know anything about hockey. The word jack comes up when I describe you, but the second word part of that is not what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? No, just kidding. Giddens is my man. I'm not going to go off on him. Bauman's going to tell us where we're going to go. We got 16 games. We're not going to go into in-depth a lot, but maybe just a little bit. Bauman, where are we going first?
Well, to prevent Giddens from scrolling for 15 minutes, we're going to start in Auburn's region because I see he's already on that region.
This is it's the top of the bracket. Number one overall, right?
Hey, and before we I guess Auburn is going to be the first game we're going to choose. How about Alabama State the other night with a buzzer beater? They win by two. And now they get to play Auburn.
Hey, Ryan Williams had Alabama State beating Auburn.
Ryan Williams?
I said he'd been huffing too much of his fingernail polish.
He's been kissing that bulldog puppy he bought too much. Nothing stinks like a wet dog. All right, go ahead. Bauman, first, Auburn, Alabama State. Who you got?
Well, it's going to be Auburn. If Alabama State makes this game close, I'll be surprised. But Auburn's just way too much, too talented. I know they're struggling, but this could be a good game for them to have to kind of rebound.
I think so, too. Auburn for you.
Has anyone ever seriously picked a 16-1 and really meant it?
Well, it happened.
I mean, I know it's happened.
It happened twice.
Virginia got beat by UMBC and then went on to win the national championship the next year, and then Purdue got beat by Fairleigh Dickinson and went on to play in the national championship game the next year. So,
who you got?
If Alabama State beats Auburn, does that mean Auburn – is in the national championship game next year? Is that like a thing?
I don't know that I can wait that long. Can we make that trade?
If
Alabama State wins against Auburn today, I may have to get rid of everything orange and blue I have and go gold and black. I'll be a Hornet. All right.
I'm going Auburn.
So next game, Louisville and Creighton. This is a big 8-9 matchup. Auburn will probably get the winner of this. So, they will get the winner of this if they win. That's a big game. Who you got?
Well, you know, everybody's been talking about how it's unfair to Auburn that they might have to play a Louisville team in the second round in Lexington, still in the state of Kentucky. Auburn, for one, went and clinched the SEC regular season title in a true road contest against Kentucky and Lexington, so I don't think that's a big issue. Meanwhile, everybody's forgetting about the fact that Creighton has played in a better conference this year and done pretty well, and they still have Ryan Kalkbrenner, Steven Ashworth. I think Creighton wins this game.
I do, too. What about you, Mal?
Taking the Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals to win where they can play Auburn on their home floor or in their home state.
Creighton's just too reliant on Kalkbrenner and Ashworth, and if those guys can't go, there's not a whole lot of offense there. No, they got that star freshman, and you got Neal, but their depth is questionable for me. Louisville, they battled back after three abysmal years. Now they're in the tournament, so I'm going to take Louisville on their home court.
All right, we'll move on. How about you go first, Bauman, Michigan, and UC San Diego?
Everybody's picking this game to be the 5-12 upset, and that's always the time where I go, this isn't happening. There's no way the most picked 5-12 upset's going to happen. So I'm going to take Michigan here, coming off winning the Big Ten, which is this year been a pretty tough conference with some stout competition. So I'll take Michigan. You got 2 7-footers. I don't think UC San Diego has the size and length to get around those two guys.
I'm going to take Michigan as well. I'll let you –
Real quick. Everybody's been talking about this as an upset, like Alex said, especially because of the fact that UC San Diego is second in the country in turnover margin. They force a whole lot of turnovers, but they did that in a much smaller, not a major conference, but below mid-major almost. That's one of the weakest conferences in the country. I mean, to have the record that UC San Diego has and still be a 12 seed, it clearly shows that the conference is not good. Big Ten, meanwhile, probably the second best or third best conference in the country. Michigan just came off a Big Ten conference championship. Trey Donaldson, one of his strong suits is holding on to the ball, I think. He won't allow UC San Diego to turn the ball over as much as they are used to doing. I think Michigan wins this game.
All right, I'll go first in the next one here. You remember what happened with the 4-13 last year when it was Auburn and Yale? I'm going 13 Yale again. Upset-minded. First SEC team goes down. I think Yale beats Texas A&M.
I think Yale is a very well coached team and can pose threats in this game. But I think the style of play will benefit Texas A&M. They'll speed up Yale in a lot of situations. Yale doesn't want to do that, and I think A&M wins this.
I'm going to go with A&M too. A&M's been battle tested all year. Beat Auburn. I know Auburn was kind of just like in that game. We already won the SEC, kind of riding a high. But A&M, they've been battle tested. Yale, not so much. So I'll take A&M, even though Wade Taylor at times can become a shot chucker.
All right, I'm going to go down to the Midwest right now. Actually, it'll be the West. And can I go there right quick, Bauman?
Sure.
Ain't that the one that Florida's in?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're not picking Florida. They don't play until Friday. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Real quick, I'll go with the bottom of the bracket first. It's got your number two seed. I think one of the hottest teams coming into this tournament, and I think they make the Final Four, St. John's over Omaha. What about you guys? Red Storm?
Yeah, St. John's, what a fantastic story. Rick Pitino, probably coach of the year in the country for what he's done with that program. That's a rabid fan base that hasn't seen a lot of success in the 21st century in basketball. They're going to be, no matter where St. John's goes in the tournament, they're gonna show out, and I think this is a pretty easy matchup in the first round for St. John's.
And I'll bet you wherever they go and play, Chris Mullin will be in the crowd.
Probably. I'm going to take St. John's too.
I'm going to go first on this next one, if you don't mind, Bauman, because I've been waiting on this for a while. Calipari can still coach. Down go the Jayhawks.
No way. Yes. No way.
Boogie. Arkansas beats Kansas today.
Just look at Arkansas. Adu Thiero is doubtful to play today. Boogie Fland is back, but you look at it. When Boogie Fland was playing for Arkansas, they started 0-5 in SEC play. And when and so that's a big issue for me, is you don't play well with them, and you're losing one of your best players to injury. And Kansas is at full health. I know they haven't played up to the standards, but
no, they've won one more ball game than has Arkansas, and Arkansas played the toughest league for more than half of those games. I'm telling you, Cal will come in with a game plan. Now, he may not win against St. John's in the next round, but I believe he beats Kansas. What about you?
Yeah, it's a classic coaching matchup, Bill Self, John Calipari. I think you know, Kansas at times this year has not looked very good. I mean, you go back to like watching BYU beat them by 40. That's not a good resume builder. But I think they also have some really good wins mixed in there. They're a hot and cold team, and I think they come out hot in this game, and Kansas pulls off the win over Arkansas.
All right, Bauman, I'm going to give you the opportunity to go first here. Nobody's really talking about a three-seeded Texas Tech team, and they've got UNC Wilmington, which is a watch out. What do you think?
Texas Tech dealing with injuries. Chance McMillan, their guard, their star guard, is expected to play today with an upper body injury. Their forward, Darian Williams, is also expected to play with a foot injury. So you got two key players dealing with pretty difficult injuries that held them out of their last game. And UNC Wilmington was able to play Kansas close early in the season. And we talked about it just a second ago. Kansas, we know they're not playing up to standards, but to play Hunter Dickinson, Rylan Griffin, DeJuan Harris, A.J. Storr, Zeke Mayo, that team close, that takes a lot. So even with the injuries, I'm going to take Texas Tech because they've been able to weather that storm all season, and they have a guy in J.T. Toppin who's one of, if not the best forwards in this tournament.
And Giddens, with this game, anytime you win 27 games, I don't care what league you play in, who you play, whatever, Wilmington's 27-7.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team, and at the same time, Texas Tech is remarkable to me in the fact that in a lot of their games this year, they've had injuries. They've had the Houston game where they won. They had Toppin ejected early in the first half and still managed to win that game without their best player. I think Texas Tech is just deeper in this situation, and Texas Tech gets the win.
All right, last game that we're going to pick, and then we'll go on and hear some hit kicking country and come back with others. I saved what I thought might be the best game for the last part of this. Missouri and Drake, I'm trying to sell you on a 6-11 upset. I still think Missouri's good enough to get it done today.
Drake is the slowest paced team in the country, legitimately the slowest paced team. So you're going to want to gouge your eyes out playing these guys and watching them. They relied too heavily on a guy in Bennett Sturts, and Missouri, Mark Mitchell, went down in the SEC tournament with an injury. He's expected to play today. He's kind of the catalyst for them offensively, but you have a bunch of depth. a lot of good defensive guys. Caleb Grill off the bench, who's a streaky shooter, but when he's on, he's on. I think Missouri, with their depth and how they like to play, turn you over, and they're battle-tested, I'm going to take them to beat Drake and avoid the upset.
I believe, if I could be wrong on this, I'm just off the top of my head, but four out of the five starters for Drake played for Northwestern Missouri State last year, the Division II national champions, and their other starter came from Wyoming. You know, if this team manages, they may be an 11 seed, but this team manages to go out there and beat Missouri, basically a whole cast of D2 guys against a team that represented itself well in the best conference, not just this year, but possibly all time. That'd be remarkable. And at the same time, I think their pace of play will help them out in the end. I know a lot of people said it's a bad matchup for them, but I think Drake and the way they've played all year and the way their coach has instilled in this system, not just this year, but in his time at Northwestern Missouri State, and he's also going to be familiar with the state rival from where he's coached for many years. I mean, imagine his players, Northwestern Missouri State, getting a chance against Missouri, and that's what he is getting. That's what those players are getting. I think they're going to be really up for this because all those guys think about their time at Northwestern Missouri State as an opportunity to beat this team. I think Drake goes in and pulls off the 11-6.
NCAA basketball tournament, let me remind everybody of two things. Number one, at 150, we didn't mention this, the Auburn Tigers will be right here on Kicks 100.3 against Alabama State at 150. Airtime is at 120 for Andy Burcham and crew. I will tell you, though, a lot of people are not going to want to hear what I'm about to say. No streaming. So you cannot listen to this game on the app or on the stream. The NCAA tournament does not allow that. So you can hear it only on the radio if you are at work. Kicks 100.3, and I'm telling you, we're the only station around. You can pick it up. Okay? Bauman's going to tell me where we're going for the next set of games. Where are we going, Bow Wow?
We'll start in Duke's East region. We'll start with the 6-11 matchup, BYU and VCU. One of the most big upsets, I believe, as of right now, VCU is favored in this matchup going into the game. So the upset would probably be picking BYU, but who are we picking here, BYU or VCU?
I'm asking you. You're the guru of basketball.
Okay, I've picked VCU. Defense wins championships. They have the better defense. That's what they hang their hat on, BYU. Hot coming into the tournament, but they've been streaky all year. I'm going to take VCU in their defense alongside Max Scholga, who's their best shooter, their star player, to win against BYU.
Giddens? I hope you're very wrong, because I picked BYU to go on a run all the way to the national championship game and lose to Florida. So BYU is an incredible shooting team. And I know you said defense wins championships, but I feel like Florida may win the championship just playing offense at this point. It seems like the way the game has changed, I mean, the NBA, it trickles down. Teams are just shooting threes. You saw it with Alabama last year, making it to the Final Four, just shooting threes. And I think BYU is one of the best three shooting teams in the country this year. So I hope BYU can overcome VCU's stingy defense.
I'm going on an upset, too. I'm going VCU. Do you know what VCU's mascot is, either one of them?
The Rams.
The Rams.
Yeah.
All right, we're going with the Rams. But Giddens is going with BYU. All right, I'll go first on this one, Wisconsin and Montana. I will tell you, Wisconsin will win this game. I really believe that, but I just don't know that Wisconsin goes very much further. I'm not sold on them, but they got enough to beat Montana. What about you, Giddens?
Yeah, I mean, this bracket, everybody says, you know, Duke got an easy run, but this bracket is full of teams that chunk up the three and do it efficiently. Alabama, Wisconsin, BYU, that whole bottom half of the bracket, those teams are just lighted up from three. That's why I think, you know, any one of those teams makes it to the Elite Eight can catch Duke and beat them on their day because they'll just shoot threes all game and have a hot game. So I've got Wisconsin over Montana easy.
I've got Wisconsin as well. I love Montana, love the way they play, but Wisconsin's just too much. John Tonji, another streaky guy where he can go drop 30 points one game, then follow it up shooting 1-for-11 the next game. That's going to end up hurting Wisconsin in the tournament. His inefficient play at times, and John Blackwell can't do it all to replace him in those times. So I'll take Wisconsin in this game, but going forward, I don't have them getting out of the round of 32.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. They're one of the reasons that I say that Duke has the easiest round, and that's all we're going to choose in the East region. That region is filled with teams that historically do not do well in the NCAA tournament. I mean, let's think about it. How many times has Arizona won their region? I mean, number one seed, they bust. How many times have we seen where Oregon, very good team, bust? Mississippi State, other than the 2 years that Darryl Wilson took them to the Final Four, they've never competed very well in the NCAA tournament. And up until last year, let's be honest, Alabama has not fared well in the NCAA tournament. They've had some, you know, some Sweet 16 appearances and maybe a couple of, what did they go to the Elite Eight one time with what's his name, Latrell Sprewell and gang? I think they went to the Elite Eight. But, I mean, historically, if you look at some of these other teams, Vanderbilt, they've never done a great job in the NCAA tournament. BYU has not, even though they're highly touted this year. I just think Duke has an easy way. I'm sorry.
I mean, I hear your point, but I see a recent national champion in Baylor.
Baylor was the only one I want you to realize that Baylor was the only one I didn't mention, but Baylor doesn't get out of the first round today or tomorrow.
Maybe. Oregon, they made a Final Four not too long ago. Arizona, Lou not, Olson.
Let's be honest. The biggest upset that everybody's calling for is Oregon to get beat
by
Liberty.
Yeah, I mean, Liberty may do it. VCU, Final Four in 2011. Wisconsin, they were the team that knocked out the Kentucky team that was undefeated.
But they didn't win it.
I'm just saying historically, you can say historically, let's go back to Auburn in 2019. Auburn played all the Blue Bloods on their way to the Final Four.
I get it.
And then the last couple years, they've lost a Miami team as a 2 seed against a 10 that Miami – historically is worse than Auburn practically.
I get that, but in the years that they beat all the Blue Bloods, they still didn't win the tournament. You're in it to win it, not get to the Final Four.
I mean, there's 67 losers in the NCAA tournament.
I get it. How many in this – okay, how many in this region has been that one out of 68 other than Baylor and Duke? Tell me. Z-ho!
Didn't Arizona win the national title with Lute Olson?
Oh, well, yeah, that's 40 years ago, if you want to count that, yeah. But seriously, none of the rest of them. No Wisconsin, no VCU, no Alabama, no Oregon, no Liberty. You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I mean,
you
it's hard to win the national championship.
I get that, but everybody was down on North Carolina. Oh, they're blue blood. They just get in. They go out in the first round in the play-in game and beat somebody by 40. I mean, come on. All right, Bauman, take us to the next ball game.
Move on to the last region here, Houston's region.
All right.
What do you think about Houston's region?
I think it's the toughest one of the four.
I think it's one of the weakest.
See, we're different.
Because, I mean, they got Kentucky and UCLA. UCLA historically
those are blue bloods.
A dominant program, but, you know, I'd much rather play a UCLA right now than a lot of these teams in the tournament.
If you're Illinois – Do you really get excited about playing Texas or Xavier on the first day? No.
Well, Texas and Xavier don't win the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, no, they don't. But Texas played in the toughest league in the conference, in the country.
Yeah, so did Vanderbilt.
So did Kentucky.
But we weren't worried about Vanderbilt
Tennessee.
He mentioned Vandy as not being a threat in the last one.
I didn't, but I'm saying all four of those have played in the toughest league. And I'm just saying I think this region is the toughest.
I just think you got to go year by year versus who has historically done whatever. I mean, historically, I was not worried about Miami when they beat Auburn.
Okay.
They did.
So historically, you wouldn't think that Duke gets a number one seed here?
Duke's good because of Cooper Flagg and Connie
Kneppel. And he was hurt.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Hurt. They got Isaiah Evans. They got Mayshak. Or not Mayshak.
Duke is
the
where
tall dude, whatever his name
Duke
is.
Duke is where they're at.
Yeah, Mala Watch.
Duke is where they're at because they're Duke. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but, okay, Auburn is the number one overall seed.
I know. Duke should be a number two or three seed right now. Seriously, I believe
that. I think Duke should be a one seed.
I think Florida, Auburn, well, They are what they are. All right, let's go on. We got to get on. We've already wasted too much
time. Houston and SIU Edwardsville in the 116. I think we can all kind of
– Cougars.
that's a pretty fair bet that Houston's going to win that one easy.
All right, what's next?
More difficult matchup, the 8-9 Gonzaga versus Georgia.
Ooh.
I'm going with the Zags here. Here's another. Here's my example. They're used to playing in this tournament. They're used to playing in this type game, this type atmosphere, being away from home. And that's another thing that I was pointing to toward Duke. Duke has got a lot of wins on the year, but granted, most of the hard wins that they've got have come at Cameron Indoor Stadium. They're not going to be playing there. Georgia deserves to be in this tournament. I really believe that. They got a great team, but I just don't think they've got enough to beat Gonzaga.
Yeah, Gonzaga's loved in overall season metrics. They're NET's top 10. KenPom loves them, but a lot of what they did is because of early in the season. They're not going to build on that resume in the West Coast Conference. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Georgia finished the season in Torvik in the top five in the country. I think Georgia's hotter right now. I think Georgia wins this game.
Whoa, he's going with the Dogs. Don't ever pick somebody from Athens. What is wrong with you?
I'm picking Georgia as well.
Utah, good Lord, y'all got these red colored.
The biggest difference in this matchup is Gonzaga relies in the interior on Graham Ike, and Georgia has a much better interior defense than Gonzaga has. If they shut down Graham Ike, I realize that Gonzaga has guys like Nimhardt, who leads the country in assist, Hickman and Khalif Battle, who played at Arkansas last year. But Georgia, the defense for them, their experience playing tougher competition, I'm going to take. They even beat St. John's earlier in the year, so I'm going to take Georgia to win this matchup.
Clemson and McNeese, Auburn with a lake.
Yeah, I don't. McNeese, the last few years with Will Wade, is everybody's favorite upset pick, but they're not really a flashy offensive team. They're just a grind-it-out type of team, and I think that actually plays into Clemson's favor. I think Clemson wins this game.
Purdue and High Point. High Point's going to be pretty low come tonight.
Clemson's going to win that matchup against McNeese, and then you got Purdue beating High Point. High Point, their defense is absolutely terrible. Yep. No way they're able to stop Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman-Wren.
Yeah, right. At High Point, there's going to be some white guy you never heard of that hits about five or six threes in that game. But besides that, they don't do anything. And Braden Smith, by the way, so underrated. Everybody talks about how Zach Edey leaves Purdue and they're not the team. But Braden Smith in every metric is a top five player in the country.
And he is in that top five discussion for player of the year. So I totally agree.
Don't forget, High Point was down 15 points at halftime to Winthrop in their championship, and played the bench almost the entirety of the second half.
Wow. All right, UCLA and Utah State. I'm going Bruins here, even though I'm going to say be careful with this one. This one scares me for UCLA fans.
I'm not just going to say be careful. I'm saying Utah State wins outright over UCLA. Utah State is loved in the metrics. I think Utah State is actually a favorite in this game. Utah State, I think I'm not going to say rolls, but Utah State wins.
He's been on a fast, and I think that has really affected his altitude to think here.
Take UCLA. Okay. And the reason behind this matchup is Mick Cronin, their head coach. He's won in March before. He has experience. I know his roster isn't what it used to be under him, but I'm taking the experienced head coach in March, where Utah State's on their third head coach in 3 years.
All right. Next game, I tell you, you got to go. I still got it, Giddens.
It'll never leave the board.
After that shellacking, you know, that they handed the tie. In football. No, seriously, Tennessee and Wofford. Makes me think that Wofford needs some syrup. It almost sounds like a waffle.
I just want a wolf.
The Wofford waffles.
The Wofford waffles. They need syrup.
The Wofford woofs.
Yeah, I just think Tennessee's going to win this game. I think Tennessee plays Houston to go to the Final Four.
I got Kentucky beating Tennessee.
I don't know. You know, I said that Clemson's going to go from this one. Clemson's going to have a hard time getting past Houston, but I think they do it. But it may be an all-orange Elite Eight, Giddens, Clemson and Tennessee. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I got Tennessee over Wofford, and I do have an all-orange Elite Eight in my bracket.
You've got Tennessee going to the Final Four, don't you? I don't know that they're that good. Zakai Ziegler, He needs to grow a little bit.
Hey, I think I got three SEC teams in the Final Four. Best conference in the country, best conference possibly of all time. I think it's going to be well represented. And for one, they've got a lot of opportunities. 14 teams in the tournament means you got a lot of opportunity to advance.
And you got a lot of opportunity to get upset, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hate to say that, but it works both ways.
If it all works out, you could have the four teams that were the Final Four in the SEC tournament in the Final Four of the NCAA tournament. Just the matchups would be different.
That is true. I mean, really, if you think about that, that would just be – and can you imagine, and it could happen, an Auburn and Alabama national championship?
I mean, I can imagine it, but at the same time, I think you got to shut down the state.
Yeah, we'd be in a state of emergency all week.
And I'm going to tell you this. Do you also know that in football now, there's a possibility that Auburn and Alabama could play three times in 1 year?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a possibility. Now, we got to get a lot better.
So do we.
Well, y'all need to go a little of the other way. I mean, but seriously, hey, that what time is the first tip-off of the first game?
I think Louisville Creighton's at 11:15 this morning.
11:15. Four networks that you can catch this on. I know it's CBS, True TV, TBS, and TNT. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
So grab your –
knock off your Sling TV accounts for 1 month.
Absolutely. Grab your popcorn, your chips, whatever you need. In Gidden's case, grab a whole bucket and get you some drinks. Get that remote and tell everybody else to leave you alone. It is March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow morning with these two – love birds.
The most unproductive week of the year, and I love it.
Well, most unproductive week, but not the most unproductive day. The most unproductive day, and when everything shuts down, is the day of the Iron Bowl. That is the best time. By the way, that's the best time to go to the grocery store is right before kickoff.
You go Christmas shopping, too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nobody there. I'm not going to be there.
I'm going to be in front of a TV, but you can go and get whatever you want done.
I'm hopefully going to be at the stadium getting my groceries. You know what I'm saying? They're back in less than 24 hours. I'm venture to say how they did yesterday with their bracket.
They're
I'm
playing not, basketball.
We don't need any Curtis Blow. You didn't even know that he's who sung that song.
What about basketball is my favorite sport? That's like the way they dribble up and down the court.
That's the same song.
That's the same song?
And that's sung by Curtis Blow. You didn't even know that.
Nuh-uh.
Had the greatest player basketball's ever seen in that
song. I heard that. I think I heard that song in Like Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going NCAA tournament. It is Gidden's day. This is his segment. So where are we going first? Let's go get a cup of coffee, Alex, because he's got to scroll to wherever.
I've already scrolled down to the South region. We're going to start with Ole Miss against a play-in winner, North Carolina, in the 6-11.
You want me to go first, don't you?
Sure.
Put the dot on the hill, baby. The Tar Heels are moving on. They upset Ole Miss today.
Yeah, I mean – here's the thing about this situation. North Carolina shouldn't be in the tournament, but now that they are,
they're dangerous.
They're gonna be very dangerous. We've seen it with VCU in the first four ever, how they went on a roll. Right. We saw it with UCLA a few years ago. You get in that first four game, especially when you're not expected to be, you can get hot. You can get real hot when nobody believes in
but
you.
But now let me say this too, though. You say they don't belong in the tournament. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons they got in the tournament. It's not because UAB lost their championship game. We know that. But North Carolina in the last month of the year was one of the better teams in the country. They got hot at the right time, even though they lost to Duke. And I'm telling you, if Dude ain't stepped in the lane to commit a lane violation, they'd have beat Duke because you don't believe that?
No, I just don't like that play.
Oh, I don't like the play either. I'm just saying, I just believe they win that game if he hits that free throw and ties it up. Of course, if he hits the first free throw, that wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have mattered, yeah.
Yep. Maybe they're in the tournament because Darren DeVries called the NCAA committee and said, hey, I really want to take this Indiana job. So can you guys not put West Virginia in the tournament so that I can just leave for Indiana?
You know, that you and I talked about it. Bubba got a huge incentive.
Yeah, you got
if he split that incentive with 14 people and said, hey, if y'all put us in,
I get it. Like, you need people that are involved with basketball to be on these selection committees for the NCAA tournament and for the college football playoff. But we gotta stop putting people in charge that have direct reason and incentive to benefit from their schools getting in. Bubba Cunningham got $800,000 because North Carolina made the tournament, and he's the head of the selection committee.
If you will take Muck's advice, cut down on three of these early season games where you're playing Sycamore Tech at Auburn, and play three more games in the NCAA tournament, and everybody gets in. What's wrong with that?
It waters it down.
No, you still seed them.
Look, I like the discussion of seeing who gets in the tournament. It's a fun discussion.
No.
I just like it when they get it right.
It would be no different than to see who's seated where they are, because you wouldn't have an Auburn playing a Waterville, North Michigan. I mean, honestly, but
don't discredit Waterville, North Michigan. I'm They're one of the best basketball programs in the country.
Okay, then put them in the tournament. Why aren't they in here if that's the case?
Because UNC is in the tournament.
Yeah, but UNC stole their spot.
If you spread it out.
Did UNC steal their spot, or did San Diego State steal their spot way they played?
San Diego State's never stolen anything in their lives.
They stole their breath on Tuesday night. Seriously, I'm just saying, if you expand it three more games, let the whole country in and be done with it. All right, next game.
So we'll stay there. The three, Iowa State against the 14 Lipscomb in the South. And this is a popular upset pick for a 3-14. I mean,
how popular
conventional wisdom tells you to never pick a 14, 15, or a 16. It's too much of an outlier to ever actually go with it. But
okay, how popular are you? Are you popular enough to go out on that limb?
Here's the two reasons why I'm going to go out on that limb. One, Keyshawn Gilbert is out for the tournament. Two, my mom graduated from Lipscomb. Go Lipscomb.
No, absolutely no way. People are saying this game's going to be an upset. I think it's going to be a blowout.
This fast has really, really gone. I'm wondering, I won't really ask him what has he been smoking, because I want some of it.
By the way, I don't think we ever actually picked Ole Miss North Carolina. I picked Ole Miss. You picked North Carolina?
I picked North Carolina because Ole Miss is too reliant on Sean Padula.
I mean, my man Bauman, he's the guru. I'm going with
Sean Padula versus RJ Davis is not a matchup you want.
But everybody knows, though, that my favorite team outside the Auburn Tigers is the North Carolina Tar Heels. I'm pulling for them. But let me tell you something. It's not just RJ Davis. What's his name? He is playing out of his mind.
He's a guaranteed bucket at the rim, unlike most of the players in the country I've seen.
I think they're
Withers is 44% from three his last few games, and you got Alan Lubin, who's, I think, had a double-double in his past 10.
Now, let's be honest. How many games has Ole Miss won in an NCAA tournament in the last 10 years? Can you tell me?
Besides when they had, what's his name? Not too many.
Marshall Henderson,
baby.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite moments ever, even though it was on my team. When he hit the shot against Auburn and he taunted the crowd. I was in the crowd for that game, and that was hilarious.
I hate to tell you, he's not coming out of that tunnel unless he's flipping the coin.
No, probably not. But they do have Jaden Brakefield, and
I don't care who they've got. I'm just telling you, none of them have played in an NCAA basketball game.
They're just happy they're not playing Auburn again.
I'm just glad that they still don't have what's-his-name from Auburn from last year.
Flanagan.
Yeah, I mean, my Lord. How many years did he play?
That was he's
up there with Chad Baker. Their
seed went up because they lost Alan Flanagan.
Absolutely. All right, we got to move on. We got lots to talk about. All right, we always Lipscomb is Giddens, Iowa State's me. What about Marquette, New Mexico?
Yeah, I think Dent is one of the best players. He's a short list for point guard of the year in the country. It's pretty good to do that at New Mexico. I think this is a point guard matchup, but I think New Mexico wins the battle of the point guards.
What about you, Bow Wow?
I picked New Mexico last year when they had Toppin and Mashburn Jr. and Donovan Dent to go far in my bracket and didn't make it out of the first round. I was burned by them. I'm not getting burned by them again. I'm going to take Marquette. Love Cam Jones. They have a guy, Stevie Mitchell, one of the best perimeter defenders on the country. They're going to stick him on Donovan Dent. And if Donovan Dent can't do anything, Nelly Jr. Joseph cannot do everything for New Mexico. I'm taking Marquette to get past him.
The next game is one that I say is a team that you better not sleep on. I don't care what you guys say. I know they're number two seed. Nobody's talked about them all year long. Tom Izzo knows how to win this tournament, and I like Michigan State.
Yeah, it felt pretty odd going against Shaka Smart in the last round, but I definitely can't go against Tom Izzo. Michigan State all the way in this one.
Too much depth for Bryant to handle with Michigan State.
Are we going Giddens? Are we going Southwest? Or are we going East?
Let's stay on the left side of the bracket okay. and go with the West. We'll start with the most unfair matchup of the NCAA tournament this year, Florida and Norfolk State in the 116. What is there to say about this matchup?
Move on.
I'm praying for Norfolk State.
Yeah. I'm praying that they
thoughts and prayers to Norfolk State.
Listen, just keep the bus warm. They can get on at halftime going back home.
However, a very intriguing 8-9 winner awaits Florida.
Be careful. Be careful with this one, guys, because I don't care how bad the ship has been tossed around, how much it's battered. It still has an anchor that is named Dan Hurley. Be careful with UConn. They're the two-time defending national champions. I believe that they beat Oklahoma. And then I believe that they give the Gators all they want. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I'm telling you, this guy can coach. He can get you ready for a game.
I think UConn is like a volatile element. They're a conductor of energy. If UConn beats Oklahoma, it would not shock me at all to see UConn just run all the way to the national championship as if Dan Hurley's been sleepwalking through this whole season. However, if they're going to get caught, they need to get caught early. And I'm going to have Oklahoma with Jeremiah Fears going out and beating UConn in the first round.
I'm taking UConn solely based on the fact Dan Hurley, not going to bet against him in March the past 2 years. I did, and I got burned by it, so I'm going to take Dan Hurley to beat Oklahoma here.
Memphis, Colorado State, Bauman, you first.
Everybody has picked Colorado State to win this game. If I'm not mistaken, as of this moment, they are favored to beat Memphis in the matchup. But I watched Memphis play UAB, rough first half for them. But Dane Danger, their big man, P.J. Haggerty, their guard, Tyrese Hunter, his injuries are questionable. But you got a guy in Kobe Rogers who plays well. They remind me a lot of what NC State had last year, a crafty big man and a high-scoring, high-volume guard. I'm going to take Memphis here, and I have Memphis going pretty far in my bracket, but playing Florida, don't have him getting past there.
So he's going with Memphis. What about you, Bal? I mean, Huggins.
I've seen a lot of people like the Colorado State matchup. I've gone back and forth on it, but I'm going to lean with the people. Colorado State is a favorite in Vegas right now, and I think the three-headed monster of P.J. Haggerty, Tyrese Hunter, and Dane Danger would have been too much, but without Hunter, you know, it's just one less thing to have to worry about for Colorado State, who's been, as the kids like to say, on a heater. So Colorado State pulls off the 12-5.
So I get the deciding vote here. And, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of like the upset here, even though it might not be. I'm going Colorado State. One more game, and then we got to move on. What about Maryland and Grand Canyon? Maryland is a team that not a lot of people's talking about, but I believe they're pretty good.
Yeah, really good, really talented. And meanwhile, I watched Grand Canyon last year against Alabama just try their best to not win a basketball game, so I'm not going to go with Grand Canyon again. Grand Canyon loses to Maryland.
Come on. Step out on that limb.
Nope, it's Maryland.
Go over the Grand Canyon with that limb.
Give me the Lopes.
You're going upset city here,
I'm
Bo.
Going upset.
Oh,
Maryland,
my God.
They go legitimately five deep. Their starting lineup, if they get in foul trouble, which Grand Canyon is really good at getting you in foul trouble, and if they do, Maryland, you have no depth. Grand Canyon's going to get the win.
Wow. What's the three-name guy for Grand Canyon?
Tyon Grant Foster.
Yeah, I mean, if he shows up, then they definitely pull the upset.
They also have a guy in Jacoby Cole so you can light it up
three
as well.
Three-name guy from
Grand Canyon.
I thought it was Chef Boyardee.
That's my three-name guy.
You're right. You've been on a fast. I think Bauman's on it with you, picking Grand Canyon. I mean, last time I heard Grand Canyon talked about was when Evel Knievel tried to jump his rocket ship over it. We're talking bracketology here on this Friday. More games to pick today. Where are we going next, Mr. Giddens?
Where are we going next? Starting with the Dukies, the
let's
Cooper
go
Flags.
The Dukies. Yeah.
Maine's favorite college basketball team, the Duke Blue Devils. I think you could pick any team in the country that's around the 16 level, and they're going to lose to Duke. So, Duke.
I can tell you, you could probably pick anybody 13, 14, 15, or 16, and they lose to Duke. I got Duke going to my Final Four because I don't think they run into any kind of problem until they either get to either Alabama or maybe have a little bit of problem with I think Duke's hardest game is going to be in the next round.
Me too, really me too. That'll be Duke's hardest game.
Yep, either Mississippi State or Baylor. All right, so all of us going with Duke.
Yep.
All right. What about that game, Mississippi State and Baylor, Bow?
I'm taking the Baylor Bears, another underperforming team in the Big 12. Talked about Kansas yesterday, but Baylor, you bring in Jeremy Roach from Duke, a Norchad Amir from Miami, top recruit in VJ Edgecombe. I think this is a time where Baylor figures it out, and they're going to shut down a guy in Josh Hubbard. When he can't go, Mississippi State just sputters out of control.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm going Baylor Bears.
Yeah, I think 3 for 3 here. I'm okay. Going Baylor, too.
Next game is one that everybody seems to want to talk a little bit about, an upset here in the 5-12 matchup between Oregon and Liberty. Giddens, you are the man in this segment. Who wins?
Oh, I'm going with the classic 12-5 upset. You got to pick them. They happen every tournament almost. You got to pick some of them. Liberty over Oregon.
Give me Liberty or give me death. I'm taking Liberty Flames.
I'm going against the grain with you guys. I'm taking the Ducks. Quack, quack. If it sounds like a duck, looks like a duck, walks and quacks, you probably got a duck. I'm going with the Oregon Ducks. Now, what about the next game? Arizona and Akron.
An AA meeting breaking out between Arizona and Akron. I'm going to go with the Wildcats.
I thought you were talking about somebody who was drunk or something.
It's an AA meeting, Arizona and Akron meeting.
I know, but that stands for Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, I didn't know it had any other meaning.
Yeah. I thought you were saying that their coaches were going to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Now, you're going with who?
I'm going Arizona. I think Arizona wins this one.
Bow? I'm going to go Arizona. Caleb Love, he's played in these moments before. He has that March magic. I'm going to take him to get past Akron, even though Akron, they went on a huge winning streak throughout the year, and they're on one right now as well. So they could be a sneaky upset pick, but Arizona, too much talent. Caleb Love's been in these moments before, and he'll shoot the lights out in this game.
All right, another SEC team coming up in this one, St. Mary's at the 7th seed in the East, going up against Anchor Down. How about the Commies, the Vanderbilt Commodores? Can they pull off the upset in the first round over St. Mary's?
No.
No.
No, St. Mary's all the way. St. Mary's wins this one.
St. Mary's, another team that plays so slow, so, so slow, but they don't make any mistakes. They just have a lot of talent around that roster. Vanderbilt didn't end the season the way you should have. Jason Edwards, heavily relying on him. A.J. Hogard, been up and down all year. I'm going to take St. Mary's to finally get past the first round.
Can you see my phone there, David? Can you pronounce the two names of the St. Mary's players?
Yeah, there's a reason I didn't mention the names. I would have butchered them terribly.
Marcellonis Edwards and Marsuskas Nickel.
I'm sure that's correct. We'll go with that.
Okay. That's not going to matter. Throw the anchor out, baby.
Anchor. Wait, no, you didn't read their name. You read the last names of both players.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's St. Mary's.
Their last name was first.
Well, it's Augustus Marcellionis and Paulius Murauskas.
I didn't see Augustus anywhere. You didn't scroll far enough.
I didn't make it big enough.
Okay, man. You didn't scroll far enough.
He's old. He's got glasses on. Hey, give him a break.
Throw out your dadgum anchor. Forget all them names. Vanderbilt wins the 10-7 matchup because of one reason.
SEC.
They are battle-tested, and they have 4 wins over top 15 teams in the country at the time they played them. I'm going Commodores in that one. Now it brings us down to Robert Morris and the Alabama Criminal Tide.
Funny enough, a guy named Robert Morris is actually arrested. So Robert Morris is already out of the bracket.
He's already out of the bracket, man. I don't think this one is close. I think Alabama hits enough threes. I think, here's the thing with me, I think Robert Morris hits as many threes as Alabama hits free throws in the first half. Alabama goes to the free throw line a lot. And
that means Rob Morris is pulling the upset.
No, I don't think they hit that many. I said in the first half. I like Alabama. I don't think this is going to be close.
I, with all my heart, want to pick the 15 over the 2 here.
But with all your mind, you're remember, you're still fasting.
Yeah. And I'm going to go with not my heart. Alabama okay. wins this game.
He stopped the smoking before he come into the OBS here. All right. And, Bauman, you've got him going all the way to the national championship game.
I do. So if they lose that game, I might as well just disappear.
Yeah, you won't even come to work for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you won't see me or Jeremy Law for a while.
All right. Well, all right. All right. So now really just one more game to pick or two more games, and that's going to be in the what region is that? That's going to be the Southwest.
Midwest.
The Midwest. Yeah. I keep calling it Southwest, but the Midwest. All right, how about Illinois? Can the number 6 seed win?
I got the number 6 seed beating the number 11 seed here.
I'm taking the 11 in an upset. I just don't think Illinois, they're too reliant on young players, a lot of injuries throughout the year, so I'm going to take the 11 seed to pull off the upset.
Especially when that 11 seed's got twice as many players.
All right. The other Alabama State-affiliated team, we've talked about Alabama State yesterday. We talked about the Auburn Tigers yesterday, the Alabama Crimson Tide today. How about the Troy Trojans? Can they knock off Big Blue?
The Achilles heel of Kentucky has been injuries all year. Can the Trojan horse go in and take away what is possibly the greatest kingdom in college basketball history in Kentucky and overthrow it? No. Troy, the horse gets burned. This is an easy win for Kentucky. They shoot lights out.
I think the horse opens up, but no army runs out.
No.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Correct me if I'm wrong. Troy was not supposed to win their conference tournament championship either.
They were a surprise win.
They're going to get surprised when they see them big seven-footers that Kentucky has.
Amari Williams is a monster.
He's a beast, man. And does what's his name, Butler, does he play?
He's well played. He's well played.
But how effective? Now, I know what they said he would play, but how effective? But I'm going to be honest with you. Brea is the one that makes Kentucky go. If Brea scores 15, 20 points, you're not winning.
And Oway.
Well, Oway's kind of like a Chad Baker Mazar to me. He's either way up or way down. But Brea is kind of consistent. But if his shot is really on and he's got range and Butler plays and the big man 22.
Amari Williams.
Man, they're going to be – I'm telling you, they may be a hard out. What do you think? I'm going Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Kentucky.